You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News
on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Good evening, 6:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. We're at 37 degrees in Salt Lake City. There's some light snow around. KSL's top story. Many of Utah's skiers and snowboarders are feeling more and more like the resorts aren't for them. They think expansion and investments are increasingly aimed at deep-pocket visitors.
For example, Park City Mountain revamped their Red Pine Gondola cabins, and Brighton added a mid-mountain lodge. As local writer David Faircloth, who moved here a decade ago for the snow before taking the shuttle, how the experience has changed over the years.
Everything's gotten more expensive. There's a lot more people in Utah than it used to be. In the past, it was great. And being from the East Coast felt a lot more congested and longer lift lines. But now Utah is kind of out there.
Faircloth said even their plan for reserve parking has its issues, with up to a month wait and riders just not showing up and holding up spaces. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
A man from Brighton is now facing criminal charges for pointing a gun at a snowboarder who mistakenly came onto his property last month. The snowboarder was riding at Brighton Ski Resort when he went into the backcountry, and he rode onto 67-year-old Keith Stebbings' property. Stebbings has now been charged with aggravated assault and making a threat of violence. KSL News Radio has obtained exclusive footage of a Salt Lake City woman struck by a car while on a walk in the avenues. Neighbors heard the car ram through garbage cans and came running to find the woman there, laying on a sidewalk lawn. One of those neighbors was Christian McCrea.
We walked up to her and she was just barely kind of coming to. She's on the ground and she seemed very disoriented, but she didn't think she was. You know, that kind of thing, like, oh, I feel fine. I think I'm okay. And I was like, no, stay on the ground right now. Do not move at all.
Christian McCrea there. This comes after On Fam was charged with several intentional hit and runs. But Salt Lake City Police have yet to confirm a connection. You can see the exclusive footage on KSLNewsRadio.com and on our socials. Utah's a little more affordable to live in. The governor celebrated recently passed laws today.
Governor Cox said again today that housing prices are the single greatest threat to the state. That's the same thing he said at the start of the legislative session. And now he's praising the legislature for coming up with several bills to improve affordable housing.
We figured out we weren't going to have the kind of budget year we were hoping for. And somehow we figured out how to get more money than even we proposed into this space in a way that will make a difference.
Some of the bills deal with increased public transit access in parts of the valley that just don't have it right now. But one the governor highlighted would give $300 million for low-interest loans to developers building affordable housing. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Donald Trump's defense attorneys argued today his election interference trial should be dismissed. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, defense attorney Stephen Sado arguing that the First Amendment protects political speech.
Take out the political speech, no criminal charges.
But Assistant DA Donald Wakeford says the indictment casts Mr. Trump as the leader of a conspiracy that involved a slate of fake electors.
He's not being prosecuted for lying. He's being prosecuted for lying to the government.
The judge in Georgia today hearing two pretrial motions. A prayer vigil this afternoon in the city of Rockford, Illinois, for the 11 victims of yesterday's stabbing spree.
Such a tragic event does not represent this community.
Four of the 11 victims died. No word on the motive of the 22-year-old suspect. Some unfamiliar faces are strolling the streets of Seymour, Indiana, and more are anticipated in the upcoming days. It's estimated that hundreds of thousands of visitors will flock to the Hoosier State and its neighbors that sit in the path of the totality to catch a glimpse of the once-in-a-lifetime total solar eclipse. Business owners are bracing themselves for the crowds.
We might be expecting more than 400 people right here alone, which is pretty hefty for our little kitchen.
The eclipse happening on April 8th, but he says visitors from as far away as the Netherlands are already in town. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
For the first time in 27 years, the U.S. government is changing how it categorizes people by race and ethnicity. Under the revisions, questions about race and ethnicity that previously were asked separately will be combined into a single question. A Middle Eastern and North African category also is going to be created. KSL News Time 635.